In the oil-rich country of Algeria, recent riots are beginning to highlight profound divisions in that society. Protests broke out last spring in response to police brutality in a province east of Algiers. They lasted 10 weeks and spread, fueled by disaffection with Algeria's worsening economic situation. From Algiers, NPR's Kate Seeley has more.
At a housing complex in Algiers, the stench of sewage fills the air. Swarms of children play in trash-filled alleyways. Residents complain that living conditions inside their apartments aren't much better. Come, see my room. Seven people live here, says 51-year-old Ali Ziad, showing off a cramped space stacked with mattresses. His wife adds bitterly, this is injustice. Ziad, his wife, and five children share a three-bedroom apartment with 20 other family members. Their situation is hardly unique. Algeria suffers from a severe housing crisis, one that most here say is inexcusable. Algeria is one of the world's largest gas and oil exporters, and today has almost $14 billion in reserves. But many, like the Youssef family, say they don't see any of that wealth.
Rich pour les riches.
It's a rich country, rich for the rich, and the poor, forget it, the poor screwed. Following Algeria's independence from France in 1962, it adopted a socialist-styled economy. Given its oil wealth, most Algerians lived pretty comfortably. But after the collapse of oil prices in the mid-80s, Algeria went into deep debt and in the 90s agreed to implement IMF reforms. That meant embarking on a painful transition to a market-based economy with profound social implications, says economist Arslan Chekhaoui.
À cause de toutes ces mécanismes de restructuration de l'économie algérienne, beaucoup d'entreprises.
Because of the restructuring of the Algerian economy, a lot of public enterprises were liquidated, says Chekhaoui. That meant between 600,000 and 1 million people lost their jobs between 1990 and 2000. It's enormous. Today, the official unemployment rate stands at 30% in a country of 30 million people. Among younger workers, economists say the jobless rate is as high as 60%. Men sit idly in cafes and on sidewalks, passing the time. 31-year-old Azwa Yahya, who has been unemployed most of his adult life, says it takes a toll.
Je fais un petit peu de sport pour me calmer. Autre chose, je tourne.
I prefer to die rather than to continue like this, he says. I play some sports to calm down, but I'm stressed a lot and depressed. Among the social consequences, the suicide rate is on the rise, and couples are marrying at a later age. They simply can't afford to marry. Those that do often have no choice but to live with their parents, who may already be sharing living quarters with other families. Algerian President Abdelaziz Bouteflika recently introduced a package of economic reforms. His three-year plan promises major job creation through the development of agriculture and public works projects, as well as the construction of thousands of housing units. But Chekhaoui doubts the plan is enough. The government, he says, lacks a strategy of transition from a state-controlled to a private economy.
Comment un plan d'action de trois ans va résoudre les problèmes?
How can a three-year plan address all the problems? You have to double the time and increase the efforts, he says. It's unclear what the government wants to do. They take a step towards privatization and then they stop. They have no clear plan. Badly needed moves to privatize state industry and implement banking reforms have stalled, says Chekhaoui, as much due to incompetence as due to opposition from vested interests. Little has been done to diversify an economy almost entirely dependent on gas and oil revenues, he adds. On top of all that, investors face a cumbersome bureaucracy and a corrupt political elite who dominates certain industries. Algeria's 10-year struggle between Islamist insurgents and the army has also hampered development, although fighting has dropped off considerably in the past 2 years. Still, says Abdelrahman Haj Nasser, the former governor of the central bank, the main obstacle to development and investment in Algeria is political.
Moi, je pense qu'on ne peut pas parler d'un programme de réforme technique.
I don't think we can talk about a system of reforms without talking about opening up the political system, he says. People just don't believe anymore. They think politically the system is not adapting, the system is out of breath. Algeria is run by an elderly clique of generals and a ruling class who analysts say know little about the free market and are out of touch with the people. Given that 75% of Algeria's population is under the age of 30, many say the interests of Algeria's youth need to be represented and their demands met soon. Otherwise, the situation could deteriorate further. Abdelrahman Haj Nasser. If it continues like this, it'll become very explosive, he says. If people revolt, it's because they know there's money, they know there's potential, and they don't accept their situation. Still, economists say there are a few bright spots. There are enormous economic opportunities here, they say, if one is willing to wade into the morass and take a few risks. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Algiers.